Thank you for listening to the Contemplations Podcast by Angelo Caragiorgos, who thinks that the path to authenticity is paved with enthusiasm when you embrace life as a whole. As a token of appreciation, you can download Angelo's audiobook, How to Get Closer to Your Real Self, Entering a Path of Fulfillment and Long-Lasting Enthusiasm Made by You. You only need to go to angelocaragiorgos.com/gift.
It's amazing how much better I feel today compared to what I described about the third day in the previous podcast. At that time I had some headaches that were slowly fading and lack of energy. When I was writing this article, I was about to go out in order to attend the lesson I am following. As I had written yesterday, my energy had some ups and downs. When I went close to the bus station, the bus was already there, and to be honest, I surprised myself very much with the sprint I did. I know though that the human body in emergency circumstances finds the energy that is needed. In the class I was okay in the beginning and felt refreshed when I arrived, but as time was passing I was feeling much more tired even by trying to maintain my focus. In the evening at home, once again I filled my bath with hot water and stayed for some time. That was helpful. I spent most of the time inside it with my eyes closed. I had still some headache. However, as if by miracle, late in the evening the headache went away 100%. It was very relieving, so I watched the new episodes of the series Billions and Homeland while feeling very relaxed, and then went to sleep very easily, much more differently than the previous 2 days. In the morning though, I woke up by having slept only 6 hours. I stayed on the bed for more than an hour and a half, but couldn't fall asleep again. I had no headache, I was feeling okay, and I was also sensing that, as expected, the temperature had increased. I stood from the bed and went to meditate. At that time I realized that my head wasn't clear. I was feeling tired, I surely wanted some more sleep, but how strange that I wasn't able to fall asleep. Even though it was my least sleep for a long time, I was feeling much better than the previous days. Almost no headache, and even the little I had was caused by the lack of sleep. Better focus and more stabilized energy. I was very happy about it. Many times the sun was appearing from between the clouds, so I figured it was a good chance to go for a walk. Indeed, I was okay there too. I was walking for about 2 hours with a small stop in between. I went to Acton Park, where it was looking very beautiful in this time of year. I was so impressed. At the same time, it looked so interesting how well my smell was working. I could sense so many different ones clearly in my nose, but the most obvious one was the grass. Something that appears useful these days is to generally smell cooked food. In the beginning I was afraid of it because it is very influential in my condition, of course. However, if you have self-control and know well your whys and your goal, it can be very refreshing since, apart from the taste of food, you are missing the smell. So I was feeling so well, even though there was lack of sleep, that I started having thoughts to go during the weekend to walk in one of the amazingly beautiful English trails, as I usually do, or even to spend the weekend in Oxford, since the weather is going to be really nice. I will wait till tomorrow to confirm that my good condition keeps going, and I will decide then if I will book an Airbnb. Now it's almost 8 p.m. here. I have been working in this article for some time and I did some other work before too. Generally, from the time I have woken up, I haven't stopped doing something or lied down. I will be working here for at least an hour more, since I will voice record this article in both English and Greek. As well, I will explain you here my whys. These were written as bullet points at the day I started the fasting, but I hadn't had the chance to share them with you. Therefore, every new beginning, every change, literally everything we do, I firmly believe has to first and foremost start from the whys. These reasons not only need to be crystal clear and set in our minds, even before the beginning, but is demanded to be our individual reasons. Not trying to imitate someone, not trying to prove something, and so on. They must be based on what we really consider as right. One rule of thumb to understand if the reason appeals to us is when it clicks to our emotions. Thus, whatever reasons we recognize, we have to stop for a while and see how we feel about it and how we also feel when we have what we want in terms of this. By having strong whys, you achieve two very basic things. First of all, you protect yourself from losing yourself. You make sure that what you do is your own decision that comes from deep inside you and not externally. Secondly, you make it more possible to reach the point that you want to go. Not only you are motivated by the emotions that this goal is bringing to you, but also it is clearer in your mind what led you to the point of trying for this. Because in the long term, often we forget the real reasons that brought us to this action, not only due to time, but also of tiredness which blocks our mind. So first of all, I wanted to detoxify my body. Every moment our bodies are receiving toxins in several different ways. From food, water, soaps, the air we breathe, especially the last years that the chemtrails have increased, and so on. This process is painful, especially in the beginning, but as time is passing, your body gets more used to it. Fasting is a biological stressor which boosts autophagy, which means self-eating, and refers to the processes by which your body cleans out various debris, including toxins, and recycles damaged cell components. Dr. Colin Champ, a board-certified radiation oncologist and assistant professor at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, explains it as thus. Think of it as our body's innate recycling program. Autophagy makes us more efficient machines to get rid of faulty parts, stop cancerous growths, and stop metabolic dysfunction like obesity and diabetes. By boosting your body's autophagy process, you dampen inflammation, slow down the aging process, and optimize biological function. As noted by Fight Aging, GI.org, greater autophagy taking place in tissue should mean fewer damaged and disarrayed cells at any given moment in time, which in turn should translate to a longer lasting organism. Also, I do the fasting to relieve me from some constipation I had. About the last 2 months I wasn't going to toilet every day, and this made me concerned. Possibly there are some toxins gathered in my guts that are affecting the efficiency, and like I mentioned before, hopefully water fasting will work on them. To destroy as many as possible of the gut bacteria. As I mentioned in the second day's podcast, there is a vast amount of research about bacteria that are induced to our bodies and create colonies in our guts. The more they are, the more cravings they create. You understand that we are talking about harmful chemicals that exist in the food we eat. In order to calm down my stomach, my nutrition the last few months hadn't been perfect, and I had some cramps or it was inflated. For these days it is expected to calm down, though. To reset my nutritional habits. Like I said, there was a period that my nutrition wasn't optimal. I was keeping making many mistakes. The habits, apart from biological, are also mental, so after passing this period of fasting, I will start fresh. In order to feel in practice that I am not even dependent on food. As we know, there are a lot of fears today in people. The consumption levels are increasing, the fake needs are increasing, and together with them go the fears that are increasing. We are afraid we may lose 1 million things, but fear is most of the times an illusion. Most things aren't important, even if we lose them. At the same time, the less fears you have, the more free you feel, and the more confidence you have. Think then how more confidence you deeply have when you know in practice that you can survive without even food for days. There aren't many important things left to lose, right? In order to be mindful in the present moment, since sometimes water fasting is hard, it's also interesting and is something uncommon for my life, I will automatically be more observant about what is happening to my body. In order to promote the idea that many frequent meals is often an addiction, by working as an example, I want to show to other people that having many meals is most of the times a mistaken belief, which in my opinion has come from the big companies in order to make us consume more unhealthy and cheap to produce but expensive to buy food. Same way, I will show that the fat on our bodies is there to be used and doesn't exist by accident. In order to put my body fully in the fat burning mode. As I described in the previous article about day 2, when our bodies are used in consuming mostly carbohydrates, then they hardly ever go in burning fats, which means that they need a reduction in carbs in order to go to the fat burning mode. Since I was consuming more carbs than I would like the last days, time now to shift it. In order to feel gratitude about the availability of food. Here in the West, food is something very easily found. And obviously, we take it for granted. However, there are so many people in the world that don't have access to food and water. As well, the way things go, more and more people in the Western societies don't have access to food too. Although we have given so much priority to so many other things, in fact, food is one of the few needs that are crucial for our lives. In order to do mental detoxification, the toxins that come from food are affecting our brain and clarity of thinking. In order to detoxify myself from caffeine and then reduce my intake, the way I have felt the withdrawal effects from caffeine, it seems I had been drinking too much. Time now to do a stop and calm my body from it and then keep going in lower daily doses. In order to pass some days to free time with everything that has to do with eating. Eating takes much time from our lives and even if sometimes it's enjoyable, it also becomes tiring and boring many times. As well, you could use this time and energy for other important activities. Imagine how much time you need to buy it, prepare it, eat it, and then clean the kitchen. In order to lose weight, this is a minor reason to fast, as there are way easier ways to lose fat, but I accept it as a side effect. In order to see in practice how the human body and my body and brain operates without food. And lastly, in order to find a new motive for me, as the last month I wasn't very much motivated, it seems I hadn't found something that would keep my interest so much.